I owe this audience an apology for yesterday.
I wasn't at my best.
No, I wasn't. I know. What if
no one noticed?
I didn't.
You two are being too nice. See, you two won't tell me because we've been friends, best good friends for so long. We're the three best friends that anyone could ever have.
And right.
So you know.
I can think of a few better.
I wasn't at my best yesterday, and you all were too nice to say anything, which I appreciate. But the reason was, and I might have gone into it, that I had severe computer issues yesterday and internet issues. Told Biggie a few of those.
That's right.
Let me tell you, if I don't have my instruments, I can't be the broadcaster that I want to be. I mean, that's just how it is.
Is it amazing to you, both of you, really, for this, how things have changed in the time since you started this morning show on how you used to prepare then and how you prepare now?
Oh, yeah.
It boggles the mind to see how the times have changed.
And how you've adapted to it.
You know what you used to do?
Oh, yeah.
Read the paper.
Yeah.
Read the newspaper.
I mean, even when I first started, Chris Dem was waiting for the morning paper.
Yeah. Circle things. Yeah. And cut things out.
Cut articles out.
Pasted it onto paper and stuff like that.
Then you get yelled at by other people in the building. Who cut up the newspaper?
Yeah. They needed their circular letter. They needed their coupons. Mm-hmm. And we've cut an article
Who
out.
Who cut up the paper?
I know. Yeah. So it's completely, 100%. Oh, and by the way. You know our engineer Drew. Chris didn't miss this. He saw part of this. When the show ended yesterday, I didn't have it. You know, internet was spotty at best for me. So I said, "Get me Drew. I want his ass in my briefcase right now."
Now
My broadcasting was compromised.
Yeah,
and that's just
this is a subpar show. And Drew said, "Really?
I didn't notice. Are you serious?
You're being kind again. Thanks."
I said, "Look, Drew. We've been good friends for too long. I know you're not going to...
Don't flatter me with phony compliments.
I didn't notice."
That's right. That's what he said. But I knew. And look, I was compromised yesterday. I was 50% broadcaster. I had spotty internet. So I was like, just like on life support, you know? So Drew comes in and takes a look at my machine and was at first perplexed.
He was.
You saw it. He was puzzled by it. This will go back to how, you know how Chris Tim and I both, when something happens and they'll say like, "Hey, you want to know what's new in Chrome?" And we always go, "No, we don't."
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, because if you have a machine, from time to time, you have to relaunch or restart, whatever.
Of course.
And then there's always a page that says, "Hey, man, guess what we just added?" I don't care.
We don't care one bit. We're annoyed that we have to shut it down and start over again. Yeah. "Hey, man, you better shut down." "Oh, really?"
"The company requires it."
And then finally, it just goes, "Hey, we're shutting it down. That's it."
You don't have a choice.
What? At the worst possible time, you know, you're ready to, you know, you're racing. Again, this show, oh, my God. It's like until the last possible second, it's just like, what more can we bring to the table? And yesterday I didn't have that. Mm-hmm. So I said to Kristen, "I want Drew's ass in my briefcase." And I said to Biggie, "I want Drew in my office at 10:05 a.m. And Biggie said, "He's coming in around 11. Sorry.
Cool your jets. He'll be here when he gets here.
You don't have that kind of pull.
I guess not. So he came in. He says, "Let me take a look at this." He sits down at my desk and starts messing around with the laptop. That's the last Chris Dim saw of it, you know.
Well, the last I heard, he said, "I can't get internet to work."
Okay. All right. So.
Precisely.
After you left, he looked at it and this and that. And he asked me.
He plugged this in, plugged that in.
Plug it in cables and stuff. He goes, "You're in line for a new laptop." Which I said, I said, "Really, Drew?" He goes, "Yeah, how long have you had this one?" I said, "God, 10 years? He goes, "Let me check. 4.
He can tell?
Yeah, he can tell. He's like, "No, I issued this one 4 years ago."
Is that when the boss popped his head and was like, "Drew, can I see you in the hallway for a minute?"
Yeah.
"I can't, Hank. You can't get him a new laptop. I think he needs a new laptop. I'm not buying him a new laptop."
Well, I said, "Is it really time?" He goes, "Yeah, you're due for a new laptop. You've worn this one completely out. You've done so much on it." And I said, "Well, I need to clean that thing out now. That's the, you know, this."
There's some personal private stuff.
Private documents on there. I know that life.
Yep, you do. And he said, No problem. I said, if I get a new one, first of all, can we afford it? And he goes, yeah, we're going to get you a new laptop. I said, all right. He goes, guy up in sales is due to get one. I'm just going to order two, and you're going to get top of the line. Just came out, brand new Dell. He said, we're going to get you a Dell, and it's going to be loaded with all the particulars, you know. And I said, geez, Drew, what did I do?
Hey, all right.
You must be having a good month.
He said, listen, if your computer's down, you have to have it. And I said, all right, okay. And then right as he was leaving, he said, I'm going to go put that order. And he goes, oh, wait a second. Oh, no, we got a cable not plugged in. Yeah, you're fine.
You mean I'm not?
No. He goes, you must have kicked this with your foot. It's under the desk. All right.
No. Yeah, your laptop's fine. But I thought I was going to get it. No.
You were so close.
I was this close. And apparently my foot had kicked a splitter, and the splitter had come. It was like half in, half out. That's why I would get internet sometimes. And sometimes it was like, you know.
I kicked it.
That's happened to me a few times. And it is kind of the worst feeling when Drew comes in and he's staring. He's like, I don't get this. And then he looks down and he goes, oh, here's the problem. Yep. Your fat foot kicked it out of its place.
Click. There. Yeah. Fixed it.
And as soon as he pushed it in, it was like,
oh
yeah.
Want some internet? Here you go. He goes, let me check your speed. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're good.
You're rolling. Yeah. No need for a new machine here. I'll just go order the one for up in sales. Man, I was like, I'm going to get a fancy new.
Oh, yeah. You thought you were good.
Yeah. I thought that's going to be awesome.
Well.
Didn't work out.